The current mandatory retirement age for state Supreme Court judges and judges on the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, is age 70. Supreme Court judges are permitted under law to continue serving additional two-year terms until the age of 76 if they're deemed competent and they're needed in the chronically short-staffed state court system. But Court of Appeals judges must leave the bench at age 70, even if they've only served a small portion of their 14-year term. The chief judge of the Court of Appeals, Jonathan Lippman, has been lobbying hard to get the amendment passed. He's been meeting with bar associations and newspaper editorial boards. He recently spoke to the public television show New York Now.
I think there's a very good argument that in the year 2013, this is an anachronism that makes no sense, particularly when it relates to judges who peak in their experience in their job at a later age. They don't get on the bench till their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And that's in a state where it has been against public policy since the 1980s to have mandatory age retirement in either the public or private sector. And I would add only, it's the only remaining age limitation in the New York State Constitution put in 1869.
When, Lippman points out, average life expectancy was considerably lower. Judge Lippman has been criticized, though, for advocating for an amendment that he could benefit from. Without an increase in the mandatory retirement age of 70, Lippman would have to leave his job as the state's chief judge in 2 years, several years before his actual term is up. Vince Bonventre, an Albany Law School professor and expert on the state's court system, says he's known many excellent judges appointed to the Court of Appeals by both Democratic and Republican governors who've had to leave when they're at the top of their game.
By the time these judges have been on the court for several years and they're 70, they really are at their best. Our best judges literally are at their best when they're 70 years old. And yet we forced them to retire. I really think that's crazy.
Opponents include the reform group Citizens Union, which is advising a no vote. The group's Dick Dady says the amendment is uneven because it does not apply equally to all judges in the state and does not address the problems of a lack of judges in the lower courts, including criminal courts and family court.
If we want to increase the age for all judges in New York State, then we should do it for all and not just for a very small segment of them.
Governor Cuomo has not been exactly supportive of the amendment, pointing out that it was the legislature who wanted it. Judge Lippman is a childhood friend of Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
It's not my referendum. I wasn't involved in it. I understand the issue. I think there are serious questions raised by it.
If the proposal fails, several judges would have to retire from the state's highest court in the next few years. If Governor Cuomo wins re-election in 2014, he has the potential to appoint every one of the seven judges on the court. Albany Law School's Bonventre says that's not necessarily a good precedent.
This would be an entirely Andrew Cuomo court. Now, again, you know, I'm a Democrat, I'm liberal, so I will probably like Governor Cuomo's picks, but that's entirely beside the point.
He likens it to a president being able to entirely remake the nation's highest court. Polls find a majority of voters don't support the idea of allowing judges to keep their jobs until the age of 80, but it's hard to measure how many people will actually vote on the amendment at all. The proposals will be on the back of the ballot, and the question on the judge's retirement age is last, at number 6. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.